You have your Bible, turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse number 1. The Bible says this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. But now watch this. They said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Amen. I won't preach this morning for just a little while. If God will be my help, without him I can do nothing. On this thought, when we need some help, when we need some help. I don't know about you this morning, but I look around and I see the world in which we live. And I see a lot of distress, and I see a lot of confusion. A lot of peoples are running to and fro, as Daniel said it'd be, Daniel 12 in the last verses, looking for something, trying to find something that'll help them through a time such as this. I want to say, youngins, the only place to look, the only place you'll find help is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is that place of help. He's that place of hope. He's that place of comfort. He's that place of peace. He's that place of joy. Amen. He's that place of sanity in an unsane world. He's that one that gives us direction. He's the one which we have our hope. He's the one that gives our talents and helps us to use them for His glory. Amen. That's what we need today. But as we look at this today, and Jesus begins to manifest Himself to us as He's traveling through the Kidron, and He's head crossing over, and He's getting ready to go to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray those prayers that He would pray before He was crucified and give His life for us. I'm glad I serve a Savior that died for my sins, amen. On the cross of Calvary, He offered up Himself. He was that good shepherd, praise God, that great shepherd, the master shepherd that Brother Charles taught on this morning. He's that one that had a desire to see my soul and see it satisfied, not in the worlds and the flesh and the things that we see, but in the Heavenly Father who is so gracious to send down His only begotten Son that through Him we might be saved. And I thank Him for that this morning. I'm glad that when Jesus says here in verse number 1, I am, ego of me, He's saying, hey, praise God, that He is the answer. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. There's only one Savior, there's only one help, and that's Jesus Christ. He is that vine this morning. And if we're going to find answers today, and if we're going to get help, we're going to find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is that true vine. He's not an artificial vine. He's not another vine. He is the true vine from God. He's that place of help where you can come and I can come and we can get hooked up with Him. I praise God so He can begin to nourish us. I tell you what's wrong and missing in this world is we don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We say that we know Him and the devils know Him and tremble, but they're not saved. If they truly knew the Lord Jesus Christ, they wouldn't be devils no more. They'd be saved. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. Praise the Lord. He said, I am the true vine. And He said, my Father, He's the pruner. He's the husbandman. He's the keeper of the vine. Amen. He makes sure the vine is sufficient. I want to say the vine that He's created, the vine that the Father's made, is a perfect vine. He said he was the vine, the true vine. And there's no, and I was saying in Sunday school, there is no imperfect tense in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When he's the shepherd, he's a perfect shepherd. When he's the vine, praise God, listen to me, he's the perfect vine. If we have him, praise God, we have it all. Amen. We know from experience that God Almighty is able to do all things and do it well. We know that we can do nothing without him. He tells us here in the text this morning that he said, "For without me, me and you, can do nothing." We have no power within ourselves, but I'm glad there's a God of heaven who has all power in heaven and in earth, amen, to make a difference in your life and mine. And he's there for us to help us as this vine, praise God. He said, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." We wonder, so I mean, I got to thinking about this yesterday in the study, and I got to think about how he says that every branch in me that beareth not fruit. God wants us, listen to me, God wants me and you to be fruitful. Amen. Amen. And he said, every branch is not that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. I just wonder sometimes, we get saved, and God doesn't just save us and pluck us out of here and take us on to heaven. It might be a good thing if he did. It might keep some of us from backsliding. Amen. He said, "Well, preacher, I don't know if we'd ever do that. We do it all the time." Amen. We get away from God. Amen. He's trying to draw nigh to us all the time. He's trying to get closer to us. He's our Heavenly Father. He loves us. He's trying to draw us into his bosom, get us closer to him, get us into the arms of his protection. And sometimes we just push him away and say, "Lord, I got this." I want to say we don't have nothing. We don't have the power within ourselves, praise God, to take care of the situations that we face in this world. But I'm glad that we have a God today that's able, because he is that true vine. Amen. And then with relation to him, praise God, we have it, what we need. But that the branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. I wonder sometimes how we come and we get in and we get saved and we're born again. And sometimes I just wonder why. Sometimes somebody asked me a while back, said, "Why does it that people get saved and people we love, and sometimes God just plucks them out of here?" Amen. Maybe it's because we're just not bearing enough fruit. Amen. God, maybe God's going to take us and use us somewhere else for his glory. Yeah. Amen. But he wants us to bring more fruit. He wants us to bear fruit. He wants us to bring more fruit. He wants us to bear more much fruit. He wants us to be fruitful in these last days which we live. People saying, "Well, preacher, you know, it's just a sign of the time. The Bible says there's going to be a great falling away." But the Bible also says that we're not of those that fall away into perdition to be made useless in this world. He said we're supposed to be steadfast and unmovable, abiding in the work of the Lord. Am I still in the book? Yep. Amen. So we're supposed to be about the Father's business. And we can't be about the Father's business till we realize where the vine is, where the true vine is. Till we become partakers. And he said that we're become partakers when we're cleansed by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. He says, now ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. So he said, we get clean. How do you get clean? You clean yourself up with the word of God. The word of God, it'll scrub out all those impurities in you. Amen. Now what happens? We get puffed up. The preacher gets up and he tells you what thus says the word of God, and you get all puffed up because you've got some dirt on you, and the word begins to scrub on you, and it gets you irritated, and you get puffed up. I never have figured out why people get puffed up at the mailman. Yeah. Mailman brings you a dun all the time. He said, you know, bill for this or bill for that, and you don't puff up and get mad at the mailman, but you get mad at the preacher because he stands up and tells you, praise what thus says the word of God. Amen. And he's just delivering the mail, praise the Lord. And you say, "Well, preacher, I just don't know what to do with it." Come get right with God. Amen. You say, "Lord, please help me. Forgive me of my sins. Ask God to forgive us our sins. Come into our heart and point us in direction. Repent of those things that's wrong, that's contrary to the righteousness of God. And God Almighty will touch your heart. He'll take that out of you, praise God. Repentance is when we say, "Lord, forgive me of it. Turn away from it and never return." Amen. I've preached that enough here. Everybody ought to be able to quote it by heart. Amen. Run, flee from sin. Praise God. And run unto the Lord. So we see the Lord has given us the steps that we need. In verse 5, he said, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me." That's pretty simple. Now this is a simple message this morning. It's a simple, a little child can get it. Brother R.A. White told me one time, he said, "Take those high and lofty things." Well, I thought he was going to give me something really big.
Brother Rob, he said, take those high and lofty things of God and put them on the bottom shelf where little kids can get them, and said, then you're preaching. Amen. I want to take those high and lofty things of God this morning, just put them on the bottom shelf where we can see what they are, where these little old young'uns can get it. Praise God. We got young'uns that's getting tore up for God. There's a revival going on in Kentucky, praise God. It's been going on 24 hours a day. Amen. And it was started with youth, with children. Amen. Praise God. Who loved the Lord, just wanted to have a time of prayer. They went in there to get a hold of God, and God got a hold of them. Amen. You know, that's how revival starts. When people come in, they begin to realize the true vine. They begin to get in, and God, praise God, they begin to get a hold of God, and God gets a hold of them. Amen. I'm glad God got a hold of me a long time ago. Praise God. And He still got a hold of them. Praise God. He promised He'd never let me go. He took me, put me in the Father's hand, covered me with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. God just comes through every now and then, just breathes on me. Just give me that from the throne of grace that I need. Praise God. Help me every day of my life. And I thank God for that. Amen. Sometimes I just have to shut my eyes and bow my head and just say a few words to Him. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Spirit moves through the place. Maybe don't matter where I'm at. Don't matter if I'm in the car, on the job, where I'm at, on the farm, or in my study. The Holy Spirit of God speaks to my heart. Lets me know where He's at and where I am. Amen. But He said we need to abide in Him. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Now that's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? Now what feeds the branches? The vine. Where does the branches get their nourishment? From the vine. Amen. So what does that mean to me and you, children? It means we got to stay with the vine. Stay with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and allow Him to nurture us and nourish us. He said, He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Now watch this. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Amen. He said, there's no hope for those that's without sight of Lord Jesus Christ. Those that's not nurtured for Him, praise God, they'll not get the nurture and the nutrition that they need, praise God, to sustain them. There's people all over this country that's looking for nurture and nourishment in all kinds of different matters. And they're finding the nourishment that's destroying the mind, the body, and the soul, and the spirit. It's taking them in the wrong direction. And the devil will take you further than you want to go. And he'll leave you longer than you want to stay. Amen. Leave you desolate out here in this world without Christ. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He said He was that true vine. He said, if we want the sustenance that'll help us in the days in which we live, we've got to decide in our hearts that we're just going to go with God. We're going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us on Calvary, and we're going to just march on with Him. Amen. And how are we going to do it? Because we're going to have to realize that we're going to do it because we need help. Because you need help, and because I need help today in this day and hour in which we live. Amen. We can do nothing without Him. We can do nothing by ourselves. So we need help today. So I'm getting to the meat of the word here. Now I'm trying to take my time and make sure we put it on the bottom shelf. As we look at this today, and Jesus lays this out here for us in such a simple way that we shouldn't miss it. Amen. Verse number 7, he lays it out. He said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now what he's talking about here, he's talking about having prayers answered. Amen? Now we've already come to the conclusion that He is the true vine, and that you and I are branches. And if we're going to get anything that we need, we're going to have to get it from the vine. Amen. If we separate us from the vine, we're not going to get nothing. That's what's happening in the world today, praise God. We're trying to have, we've got religion without Jesus. A fellow told me the other day, he said, well, preacher, it don't matter about Jesus. It don't matter about the crucifixion. It don't matter about the blood. He said, just a matter that we know who the Father is. Amen. Bible says that Jesus said, I and the Father are one. You can't separate one without the other. And praise God, there's no salvation outside. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no way to get rid of our sins. There's no way to be cleansed without the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to trust Him as our vine and as a true vine. The Bible, all through the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, speaks to us in many, many places about answered prayers. Amen? About answered prayers. People praying and asking God for something, and God hearing and answering those prayers. How many times, church, listen to me, how many times have we prayed, earnestly prayed for objects here in this church, and God Almighty has heard and answered prayers? We've seen people that had been determined to have a deathly disease and going out of here with no hope from the doctors. But Dr. Jesus comes by. Yeah. Amen. Dr. Jesus, praise God, He hears and answers our prayers. And those folks have been made well. Right. They've been healed, praise God. Amen. There's many, many answered prayers from Genesis to Revelation. And the Bible commands us to pray. Paul said, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, he said, pray without ceasing. Amen? If we have objects, we need to just pray and just keep praying. Till the Master's wearied with us coming to Him, praise God, and He answers our prayers. You say, well, preacher, why does He do that? That just ain't right. God do that, praise God. God likes to hear from you. Sometimes I think God withholds the answer from us just because so we'll communicate with Him a little more. A sincere, earnest prayer to God. It makes a difference. And that's what God wants us to do. Sometimes we just gotta ring God's phone. Everybody knows what God's phone number is, don't you? You don't know what God's phone number is? Jeremiah 33:3. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. Jeremiah 33 tells it. God says, hey, if you'll call unto me, amen. He didn't say that's an intermittent thing. He said, call unto me. That means to call and just keep calling. Just to keep ringing His number, praise God, because the Bible says that He cares for you. He loves you today, praise God, with a great and a mighty love. With an agape love, with a Godward, godly love. Ain't you glad it's that way?
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, I don't know if it really makes a difference. It does, because if it's the kind of love I have, this humanly love, praise God, I might go, and you'd be gone. Amen. I'm glad I ain't God. Ain't you? But I'm glad that He is, praise God, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible says there's nothing impossible with Him. He's able to do all things well. He said, but if you'll call unto me, and I will answer thee. That's a promise from God. That is a promise from God. That's God's phone number, and that's how you get results. And He said, I'll show you great and mighty things. You know why we're not seeing great and mighty things? We're not having great and mighty prayer life. We're not getting a hold of God like we ought to. Amen? He said, which thou knowest not. He said, I'll show you things you don't even know about. So I'll enlighten you, praise God, so you can see. So what we need now, we need some help. When do we need it? Right now. Amen? Not next week, not next year, not in the future, praise God. We need help now, and we need it right now. And we need help from the Lord. So we got to call upon, praise God. The Bible says here there's two requirements for God to answer our prayers. Can you see what those two requirements are? Two requirements. Number one, praise God, is to abide in Him. Verse number 7. That's what He says. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall. Now what does that word shall mean? It means shall. It will be done. He said, ask what you will of me. Watch this. He said, you will, and it shall be done unto who? You. You point yourself. Amen. So He said, if I abide in the Lord, praise God, and my words abide in you, He said, what you ask, the Lord said, I'll do it. The reason we don't have prayers answered is because we don't have the Lord abiding in us. We don't abide in Him, praise God. Amen. He abides in us. He wants to abide in us, but we've got to abide in Him. That's one of the requirements, that we abide in Him. Praise the Lord. He said, if you continue in Him. Amen. We can't break away from the vine and expect to get nourishment. You can't run on your own, praise God, out of what? You say, well, preacher, I'll just kind of stay up close to Him. And I'm not connected, real clearly connected to the vine, but I'll stay up close to it, praise God, and you'll starve to death. Amen. We have to be connected to the vine to get nourishment. Amen. We have to be branches of that vine, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about just getting saved. We was talking about that coming up the road this morning, me and Teresa and Mia. It's not about getting saved, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ and following Him and the free pardon of sin, praise God, making Him our Lord and our Savior and going to work for Him, praise God, because He's done so much for us. Amen. Think about what God's done for you. Look around you this morning and see your family, your friends, your church. Just imagine, just see what God has done for you.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are His branches and He is our vine. So we see the power of God as we continue in Him. Amen. When we continue in Him, when the branch is hooked to the vine, then the branch is in the will of the vine. Amen. When me and you are hooked up with the vine, praise God, we are attached to the will of a holy God. That's what we have to. That's where we have to be. Look at Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. He says this in verse number 1. He says, Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. It's mercy and grace of God that we are who we are, right? He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, whose bodies? Yours, ours, a living sacrifice. Now, he said, I don't want some dead something. Amen. That's why when we come here, we come to worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Not in dead and done. Hello? We come to worship in spirit and truth. So we pray, we ask God to help us, and we come looking for something, praise God. And when we come looking for something, we get something. God will give you something that you take home with you, praise God, and use in the days ahead. That your bodies be a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. That's agreeable in His presence. Oh, we look around at ourselves today and we wonder sometimes how our attitudes and how we live, how our sacrifice looks to God. Is it agreeable in the presence of the Lord? Unto Him. Amen. Well-pleasing to God. He said, which is your reasonable service. That's just logic. It's a reasonable service, praise God, because He's been so good to us. He's helped us in so many ways. He's brought us through so many things. Amen. And He would say, He said, it's a reasonable service. He said, and be not conformed. Amen. In other words, fashion-like to this world. Amen. We can't be made like the world. We can't get hooked up with the world. We can't be like the world which we live in. The Bible said we're supposed to come out from among them and be separate. He said we're supposed to be a peculiar people. Amen. We live in a day and an era when people, we go to church, and if we act a little peculiar like we did this morning, people talk about us. That's all right, praise God. Just tell them, praise the Lord, I am a little bit peculiar. I am strange because I love Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Jesus loves me. Bible says we're supposed to be different from the world. He said, but be transformed by the renewing in your mind. He said there ought to be a renovation process in our lives. Amen. Remember the message I preached a couple years ago about taking a jackhammer? Amen. That renovation process, when you take that jackhammer, praise God, and you chip out all that junk, that'll keep you. And if you're going to build, if you're going to remodel, you got to get all those things out of the way that's going to hinder, praise God, the new look. Amen. Praise God, you got to take a jackhammer. That's what he said. He said, you got to renovate, praise God, your mind. There's so much junk. Listen to me. We was talking about last night. There's so much junk in this world. They so much junk on the internet. They so much junk on this TikTok. You need to get rid of it. Parents, grandparents, you need to make sure that your children and you are not looking at that stuff. Amen. It encapsulates your mind. It makes you think on things that you shouldn't think on. Amen. If you see these things, praise God, you need to get rid of it. You need to delete it. You need to just throw it away.
Amen.
The Bible said to flee fornication, those things, praise God, that would get a hold of us and cause us to do wrong in the eyes of God. And we're seeing a world today in which we live that they're pushing it on us. They're pushing on our children younger and younger. Amen. Parents, listen, parents and grandparents, we need to stand up today and say, praise God, that's enough. We need to say, you know what, we're going to take a stand right here and we're just going to get rid of that mess so that they never have to deal with it. I told you a story to a young lady a few weeks ago, I believe it was on Wednesday night. where the young lady was up. They was people giving, like this morning, giving testimonies and praising God and giving God glory for all the things that, you know, where God had brought them from, where He brought them from alcoholism and prostitution and drug addiction. And they was just a testimony after testimony. And a young lady stood up and she said, tears running down her face. She said, I don't have a testimony like the rest of you. I don't have that kind of testimony. She said, I was brought up in church and I love the Lord and I never did drink alcohol. I never did have sex outside of marriage. He said, I never did do drugs. And she was weeping because she didn't have that kind of testimony. But I want to say glory, hallelujah. She had a testimony that was greater than all because God Almighty had kept her heart and kept her pure. Amen. Praise God. Because somebody loved her. Somebody, praise God, through a renovation process of their mindset, I don't want her mind to be contaminated. Thank God for that. Ain't you glad today for young people that still got a testimony that they've been pure and chaste. They've never done those things that would break the heart of God. Amen. Hey, listen, young people, don't ever let people put you down because you ain't done this or done that. But praise God, you just rejoice in the things, praise God, that God's done for you to keep you out of that mess. Amen. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, complete will of God. That's what God wants to do, praise God, to remain in His will, to walk with Him, praise God, all the days of our life, till that glorious day of His appearing when we'll be with Him where He is. That's what I'm looking for. So we said in order to have, when we need something, praise God, we need to trust the Lord and abide in Him. Just stay close to the Lord. He's that most important part. Amen. When everyone else, now listen to me, when everyone else fails you, He won't. Amen. He'll be there with you, praise God, to help you in every aspect of your life.
Amen.
If we'll just abide in the Lord. That word abide means to stay close to. Amen. To stay with the Lord. And He's promised you to stay. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hey, listen to me this morning. He's right here with you now. He said, well, preacher, I've never really been saved. I don't know, Lord. Praise God. It's a good time to get Him. I praise God because He's right here waiting on you. Fingering around your heart saying, you know what? I love you. I died for you. Amen. Would you come? Well, He's not asking us to die for Him. He's asking us to live for Him. Amen. That's the difference. Praise God. When we need some help, we know where we can go to the vine. And the vine will give us the nourishment that we need. And He'll give us that renewing process. That's what every one of us needs, praise God. So we need to abide in Him. And we need to, number two, He said we need to have the Word abiding in you. His Word has to abide in you. Amen. Ain't that what He said in John chapter 15? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done to you. When we need some help, He said, if we'll abide in the Lord and His word abide, how's the word abide in your heart? When you read it, praise God, and you accept it. You know what, preacher, I hear this all the time. Well, preacher, there's a whole lot of that stuff that just my life really just doesn't line up with. Well, we need to change our life. Amen. We try to change the word. They're doing that all over the place with these new versions of the Bible. They're trying to change the Word to where it fits our life. Amen. But you can't do that, praise God. We got to line up with what God says. Amen. We got to line up with what God says. We have to line up with what the Word of God says. He said, if the Word abides in you, He said, then God will hear and answer your prayers. Do we need prayers answered today? We sure do. We need help. We need to be praying for our country, our nation, our leaders. Bible says, which our responsibility. You know why our country's in such a mess? That we haven't prayed for our leaders like we should. That's why half the country, 52% of the country now is all that says that they're born again believers or believe on something spiritual. Amen. The rest of them don't believe in nothing. 48% said they don't believe nothing. Amen. But praise God, I believe in God, don't you? And I believe there's one that can help our hearts if we'll let Him. But we've let down on God. We've let down on our families. We've let down on our children. We're bringing up another generation that don't know God to our shame. Amen. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word needs to abide in us, praise God. That's that essential nutrition that we need from the vine. Yeah. It's that true vine that we get our nourishment from, praise God, so we can live and love and help each other. We can't do it without God. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. But when we've got the vine, praise God, because He's that true vine. He has the nourishment, praise God, to help us. It's a vital part of your life. It needs to be. Amen. That we can be, praise God, we can be filled and we can be led of the Spirit of God by the Word of God. We've got to be led by the Word of God, praise God. That's the most important part. Amen. There's a whole lot of things. There's a whole lot of things we could follow after today that won't help us. I mean, Dr. Fauci, I mean, you can listen to him if you want to, but he ain't going to help you. But God said that He would help us if we'd let Him through Jesus Christ, our Savior. He sent His only begotten Son, praise God, that He might be our salvation. That He might, Jesus said, I'm that true vine from the Father. And He said, the Father's the husband. He knows what you, He knows what needs to be trimmed off so that you can grow, praise God, in Christ our Savior. So that we can have those things, praise God, and be filled with the Spirit so we can have the charity and the peace and the things that God has for you. Joy is everywhere in the Lord. But everybody says all the time, well, preacher, if I could just be happy. All the time people say, Brother Jeff, they say, preacher, if I could just be happy. Happiness depends on what happens. Amen. It can change from moment to moment, but the Bible says that true joy is in the Lord. Joy is in the Lord. Look at Colossians chapter number 3. The Bible says this in verse number 14. He said, above all these things, put on charity. Now, charity is love in action. He said, above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Amen. It's well-pleasing to God when we show love in action. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. So the Lord lays it down here, and He says, above all things, everything else, so we got to have love in action. That's where the rubber meets the road. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, there's a whole lot of people that I don't love. Amen. Hey, listen, there's a whole lot of people that I don't like. But I love them in the Lord. Amen. Because Jesus loves them. Praise God. See, that's the bond of perfectness. He said, above all these things, put on charity, which is bond of perfectness. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. But now watch, look into verse 16. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, or in all of its wisdom. That he said, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. So what we need, praise God, we need some help and we need it now. He said, we'll find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll find it in peace with God. We'll find it in when God's peace rules in our hearts. You know what we need today? We need peace in our hearts. Amen. That peace that passes understanding. That peace that when things is going wrong in this world all around us. Now listen to me. When things is going wrong all around us, there's a deep settled peace that God just says, be still. And like Moses, he said, just be still and see the salvation of the Lord. When the storm was raging, Jesus just raised His hand and said, peace, be still. And the waters were calmed. How many times in your life, listen to me, how many times in your life that storm's been raging? Amen. You just don't think there was no way out. You couldn't see a way of escape. But there was a deep, settled peace come in your heart. That was from the throne of grace. That was from the true vine. And He said, peace, be still. He said, it's okay. It's okay, child. I've got this. And I've got you. I told you at time I was in the hospital. And I was telling myself, they give me I got blood veins big as railroad tracks. And they put a little bitty IV in right here in the side of my pinky, in that little itty bitty teeny tiny blood vein. And it hurt when they put it in. And I told them, she said, we'll be all right. You'll be asleep in a minute anyway. I said, well, it ain't helping me right now. Well, next thing I know, I started going out of here. It was like the lights was turning dim and things was going, I couldn't turn the light back on. And the next thing I knew, they was a code blue and all this other stuff. And they was people come flying and rushing there. And I remember thinking, you're going out of here, buddy. And I just been thinking, I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on. But Lord, I know You got this. Now, Lord, I said, Lord, if it's my time, Lord, I want You to take care of my little wife. Lord, I want you to take care of her, make sure she's okay. That's the only thing I could think of. And boy, it wasn't but just a second. The Holy Ghost of God spoke to my heart. He said, praise God. He said, I got her and I've got you. There was 10 people in that room. One was raising my feet. One was taking my temperature. One was doing this. And one was checking my blood sugar. And I mean, they was people all over me. I never seen people. I don't know where they all come from. But while all them was doing that, Brother Bill, the Lord Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit down to my heart, to my soul. And he said, son, you're all right. No matter what's going on, no matter how dark the day, I've still got you. I still got you because he knows what I need. He knows that I need help. He said, I've got you and I've got your little wife. And he said, everything's going to be okay. And boy, all of a sudden the light started coming back on and somebody turned that dimming bulb up. Praise the Lord. And there I was, still here. But that's what God does. That's who he is. When you're hooked to the vine, when you got that nourishment from the vine don't ever let you down. When you're living in the biggest desert of your life, and it seems like there's no place for water, no place for nourishment, God Almighty has promised that through the vine, the true vine, that he would nourish you and keep you. The Bible said that he had never seen the righteous forsaken. Now, the righteous are those that's right with God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do we know that? Because we're abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're abiding in his word, and he's abiding in us. He lives in me everywhere I go. There he is. I'm glad I say that all the time because I believe it. I can't go nowhere without him. But we must believe, praise God, we must believe that we have to meet these two requirements. Because when we need help, we need to call upon the Lord, knowing that he hears us. Hey, listen, we don't want to be in the sins of this world and have a youngin' that's sick or a grandchildren that's sick or family that's sick and then have to try to get the line to go through. We need to have a clear path to God at all times. As Miss Geraldine always says all the time, if you're not going through a time of trouble or darkness, just hang on, it'll come. And we need to be ready for those times of trouble that come. They come for all of us. Difficulties, sadness, hardships. But we have a line through Jesus Christ our Savior. Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me. And we do that when we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ and his word abides in us. It tickled me to death the other night when Miss Amelia called me and she said, I was reading the word, the Bible. And God spoke to her heart. Amen. Why? Because the Word of God will abide in your heart. We can't make it without Him, youngins. We cannot make it without Him. We need the Lord to help us through these things, through these times in His abiding presence. Let me just give you this, and I'm done. He's done. Jesus would go on in John chapter 15. He would say this. He said, henceforth, verse 15... Henceforth, or in other words, from here on. See, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father have made known unto you. Now watch this. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, or set you apart, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of your Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen. God says, hey, I know you're going to have a need. And it may be today, it may be tomorrow, it may be next month or next week or next month. But the Lord says, I know you're going to have a need. And he said, I'm here to meet your need. And he said, if you'll abide with me and my word abide with you, he said, your need, whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. Amen. What are you going to need? He said, preacher, I don't know what I'm going to need today. Don't know what I'll need tomorrow. And I certainly don't know what I'll need next week or next month. But ain't you glad God does? Ain't you glad God does? And He said if we'll abide with Him, if we'll stay with Him, that He would stay with us. He'd be there for us. And He'll take care of us. He'll give us what we need. We're living in a dark time. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what's going to happen. But we know that God does. He knows exactly what's going to happen. He knows exactly what we'll need. And He said if we'll just stay with Him, just stay in His Word, because all the answers is written in this book. Amen.